Hello and welcome to Folk Image. I'm your host, Jeff Gill. It's time to catch up on what's happening in the world of acoustic and traditionally based music over the past 6 weeks or so. On this program of August 16th, 2001, which happens to be my 47th birthday, I'm glad I don't look it or feel it, we'll hear the newest from David Buskin, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Hunter Moore, Eric Bibb, Daryl Purpose, Roger McGuinn, Jez Lowe and Jake Walton, Laurie McKenna, Annie Wenz, and the Afro-Celt Sound System. And we'll be hearing a couple of tracks from my pick of the month, the debut effort from Molly Pitcher. So stick by your computer for the next 2 hours, if possible, and enjoy some great acoustic music here on Folk Image. We're starting this installment with Nancy Rumble from her new album Notes from the Tree of Life. Thank you.
2 months down, first and last. Boxes piled high with pieces of the past. Black and white of you and me. Takes me back to a love that used to be. This picture paints a thousand words without a sound. The memories can be heard. What once was precious fades away. In a $4 wood is chipped, the glass is cracked. Time took its toll on us, just like this photograph. Pictures torn and weathered. There's no way to put these pieces back together. This picture paints a thousand words with. Sound, the memories can be heard. What once was precious fades away. In a $4 frame. The past is staring back at me, but it don't recognize. The broken heart it surely sees. In my eyes, in my eyes. This picture paints a thousand words without a sound. The memories can be heard. What once was precious fades away in a $4 frame. In a $4 frame. Oh.
I saw you in the doorway, in the corner of my eye. I was trying to be polite. I was trapped in conversation with a woman on a mission who drove all the way from Seekonk through the wind and through the rain. She'd go anywhere, she said, to see me or Neil Diamond. I was fighting for my life, prisoner in the kitchen praying someone in the living room would start singing Holly Holy, when a quantum leap occurred, a transubstantiation. She was gone and you were there, like a new star in creation, like we had to be together. And I knew I didn't know you, but I knew you just the same. Our conversation started like an old one interrupted, and the way you cocked your head when you were listening made me sure that in some other lifetime, some parallel reality, I'd been with you before. We stood so close together, and God knows I was conscious of your body next to mine. But I'm always tuned to that one. No, this had something more to it. It somehow was more intimate. The turn on was the knowing, the certainty you'd been inside my heart and poked around. was not our decision to be each other's other. It was out of our control that all the roads not taken should converge upon this place. That every choice I never made should suddenly confront me on one exquisite face which was about to frame a question. And it almost didn't matter if I went with you or not. I was in it for the memory which was already imprinted. And could I be more breathless if love were made explicit? The skin-on-skin explosion, would it really make it better or just make it hard to go? But you looked me in the eye and you pinned me to the present, and my heart was filled with gratitude that there could be such moments. You walk around a corner and some new old love is waiting. One last bottle from the gods, and though I don't drink like I used to, it is still intoxicating. Sing-along was starting. Seekonk had a roll on. You put your hand on my arm and said, if you would like to stay and sing a couple, it's okay. And at that moment, you looked just like Myrna Loy.
Protected by the veil. some enchanted fairy tale.
Another fine effort from Jimmy Landry. His newest album is called Life is Good. He co-produced it with Chris Rosser, and that song is called Temporarily. We heard from David Buskin and Friends before that. Recorded live on his home turf at the Bottom Line in New York City. His friends include Tom Paxton, Christine Lavin, and Jonathan Edwards. Robin Pateau comes in there, as might be expected. And we heard a song called Just Like Myra Loy. And Mary Sue Toey preceded David Buskin. She did a song called $4 Frame off the album The Risk Involved. She's based in Maryland, and her album is produced by Pete and Maura Kennedy. And we started with Nancy Rumble with Song of Hope from her latest. Actually, it was released in 1995, but re-released now on Narada Lotus. Notes from the Tree of Life from Nancy Rumble. It's time now to turn to the album that I've dubbed my pick of the month. It's done by a duo called Molly Pitcher. They're based in New York City, a duo comprised of Victoria Lavington and Rebecca Fishman. They record on Carol Ann Solabello's label, Elizabeth Records, the label that she manages. And I just think their harmonies and their songwriting is terrific. Molly Pitcher, we'll hear a couple of tracks from the album called Watching the Rain. And we're going to give a listen here to Message and Unaware. Molly Pitcher on Folk Image. Thank you.
return to me. Another morning for the poor, another knocking on the door, wanting, waiting for more. Another sleepless night betrays the brilliant visions of a day. Began, she must think, she must plan. With little use left for cries, with only truth left in her eyes, she will thank you.
That's Ossian on Folk Image, appearing on a compilation called The Best of Scottish Music, Volume 2, a recent effort on Green Tracks Records, and the tune Logan Water. And two selections prior to that from Molly Pitcher and their debut effort, Watching the Rain. At least it's the newest effort for us, Watching the Rain. We heard Message and Unaware. Molly Pitcher, a fabulous duo from New York City. You've logged into folkimage.com. This lady's music is influenced by the polka tradition of Eastern Europe. Her name is Lynn Marie.
Some friends you came from Gary, though your home was Naptown. Last time I saw you was in New York City, leaving on a Greyhound, homeward bound. I gave you what I had in my pocket, enough for candy bars and beer. Then I waved goodbye with a low-down feeling. Still I held back the tears. I started thinking about you up in Milwaukee. It was raining when we reached Chicago, but the tears didn't start rolling down my cheeks till we rolled in the Kokomo. Kokomo. No one I know who ever met you could resist the way you sang and played. None of us will ever forget you. We all just wish you to stay to share the music you made. You told me you was gonna stop smoking cigarettes and buy a good-looking car. You used to sing about coming true. We thought you'd go so far. I started thinking about you up in Milwaukee. It was raining when we time you came overseas, you was only 17. Playing the blues in Yank Rachel's band, you was happy to be heard and seen. Hungry and lean. Next time around, you was on your own, making a name for yourself. Now all that's left is the bug in our hearts and some reel-to-reel tapes on my shelf. I started thinking about you up in Milwaukee. It was raining when we reached Chicago, but the tears didn't start rolling down my cheeks till we rolled in the Kokomo. Kokomo. You know the tears didn't start rolling down my cheeks till we rolled in the Kokomo.
Never loved one, she was the fairest of any. of rocky land she's gone. And when we'd all had our fill of the racket and the rattle, and the last time the lights had all gone down, well, they packed away their wild world of painted wood and metal, and went off to work and woo and over town. Oh, the Brocky lads are bonny, oh, the Brocky lads are bonny. Oh, the Brocky lads are all that's sad and gone. And I never loved but one, she was the fairest of any, and away with the Brocky lads she's gone.
That's Jez Lowe and Jake Walton here on Folk Image, and a song called Brocky Lads. The album To A Roo that this comes from was originally released in 1986. Quickly, what car were you driving in 1986? I'll stump everybody with that. Anyway, I'm glad it's back. When it was originally released on vinyl, it was the Folk Roots #4 album of the year over in Britain. Jez Lowe and Jake Walton with Brocky Lads. We preceded that with Eric Bibb from his new album. It's his fourth effort on the Earthbeat label, and a song called Kokomo, the album Painting Signs, from Eric Bibb. And we started with Lynn Marie, who appeared most recently in my neck of the woods at the Lowell Folk Festival, did a song called Squeeze Box on an album called Squeeze Box, and she calls her music alt polka. I believe she's from Slovenian descent, but bases her music career out of Nashville. You've logged in to folkimage.com. The new effort from Roger McGuinn is called Treasures from the Folk Den. Now, Roger McGuinn was one of those early internet pioneers as far as musicians are concerned with their website for quite some time now, at least back to the earlier part of the mid-1990s, maybe around 94. He's been bringing back old traditional folk songs on a section of his website and recording them there and making them available, bringing back various versions. Well, now he's decided to put them all together and release an album. He's got a lot of help on those songs from people like Joan Baez, Eliza Carthy, Judy Collins, Gene Ritchie, and several others. We're going to listen to a song called Dink's Song from Roger McGuinn on his new album Treasures from the Folk Den here on Folk Image.
Want to try it once again?
Sure.
Okay.
Here we go. If I had wings,
if I had wings
like Nora,
whoa. Thank you.
It's the sole acoustic track on the recent effort from Jan Arden called Blood Red Cherry. The song is called In Your Keeping. And we heard prior to that Carol Noonan doing her version of John Riley that appeared a couple of years ago on Carol Noonan's self-titled album. More recently, it appears on the album by Roger McGuinn called Treasures from the Folk Den, where he brings back traditional songs, as he did on his website throughout the years. And he does that version with Judy Collins, but I thought I'd play the what is currently the, I think, the most definitive contemporary version of John Riley from Carol Noonan. And it was Roger McGuinn with Pete Seeger on that particular selection we heard called Dink's Song, again from the album Treasures from the Folk Den. You've logged in to folkimage.com. I'm Jeff Gill. The newest album from Daryl Purpose is called A Crooked Line. And there are two subject matters on this song we're going to hear. One is a U.S. state that gets sung about all the time. The other is a U.S. president that we hardly have heard anything sung about. He puts the two together. Daryl Purpose on his latest here at Folk Image.
He was a Union general, president till 1881. He was married to Lucy Webb, who had a heart as golden as the sunlight on the curtain lace. Revolution rings still in the steel. Reconstruction comes, war is done, the wounds begin to heal. Rutherford Hayes in the morning is sailing into San Francisco. It's the first time a president has ever come to California. California. They called him the Dark Horse President, while Lucy was the Belle of Washington. Her children rolling Easter eggs. Her lemonade is golden as the sunset on the White House lawn. Sword and musket start to rust once the Reconstruction's done. Civil War will settle with the dust. Rutherford Hayes in the morning is sailing into San Francisco. It's the first time a president has ever come to California. Come to California. Civil War still echoes in the South. Rutherford Hayes in the morning is sailing into San Francisco. It's the first time a president has ever come to California.
Die young.
That's called Angel Eyes on Folk Image from Dagda. I guess we now have a group named after a guitar tuning. Sleeping with the Gods of Love. New effort on Paris Records. Laurie McKenna did Never Die Young from her new release Pieces of Me. And we started with California, Rutherford Hayes in the Morning by Daryl Purpose on the new album from Daryl Purpose called A Crooked Line. You've logged in to folkimage.com. It's been 5 years since the last album from Hunter Moore, but he has a new one out called Conversations. Hunter Moore, based in Nashville, his background is in Missouri, and epitomizes acoustic middle America, you might say. Hunter Moore from the album Conversations on Folk Image.
Billy Jessup was his name. A little slow, but just the same. Blonde headed, average size, with a different look in his eyes. He was just around 7 or 8 when he found an old garden gate. Took some wire and an old box spring, built the darnest looking thing. And every evening after school, he'd add a tire or a root or two. The kids would all laugh at the bill. We grew up calling it Billy's Hill. When his brother Jake got bit by a rattlesnake, looked for sure that Jake would die when Billy climbed his mountain high. Next morning we got the news, brother Jake could make it through. No one said Billy's name was on every tongue. And after that, folks would slip away. You'd see him down there at Billy's place. With any hurt, heartache, or ill, they'd bring him down to Billy's Hill. Helped them find their way. Tore up Jack till it had their fill. Then they tore down Billy's Hill. Some say he died next day. Some say he ran away. His body's never been found. Some say he's still around. Right over here, bit by bit, it's disappeared. Some think it has power still, so they take a piece of Billy's Hill. Billy's Hill.
are out tonight, the breeze is warm and light, as I'm walking right back to you, along the dreaming road, the only way to go, when I'm traveling by our code, that north is true, once upon a time, these same bright stars did shine, down the center line, leading here, nearly 30 years ago. Now the map is stained and old, but on the dreaming road, the coast is clear. I loved you more than life, and I guess that's why I died, when you would not survive. And so the girl I was turned into someone else, keeping to myself and from the light. I wasn't odd or strange, just quietly rearranged, Sometimes the biggest change stays out of sight. So without plot or clue, I ran away from you. I was 22 and drunk in Amsterdam. Got robbed in Paris, France. Got home on one last chance, and without a backward glance, I began again. And the days just kept on rolling, and I just kept on going, without a thought of ever slowing down. I made this long road mine, but it was not the dreaming kind. Too many lost souls trying to get found, but beneath this ancient sky, one night we did collide, and the hole I thought was sealed opened wide. I tried so hard again not to fall back in, but you had me then by the throat, and a strange futility came washing over me. Almost peacefully I felt the roll. Of sand slipping through my hands, even faster than the speed of sound. The stars are out tonight, the breeze is soft and light, as I'm walking right back to you. With nothing left to hide, the tears have all been cried, and the girl who died walking to down the dreaming road, where the light is always cold, the air is never cold and always fine, and north is always true, and you are always you, and I'm that girl you knew once upon a time.
Another nice, long, dreamy ballad from Mary Chapin Carpenter. This one on her new album, Time, Sex, Love. And it is called The Dreaming Road. We preceded that with Persistence of Memory from the Afro-Celt Sound System on their newest album called Volume 3, Further in Time. They record on the Real World label this time around. Quite a bit successful, I would say, these days. Afro-Celt Sound System, getting quite a bit of recognition in a lot of musical areas. And we started that set with Hunter Moore and Billy's Hill from his new album, Conversations. You've logged in to folkimage.com. This is the program of August 16th, 2001. And we turn now to Canadian artist Tim Harrison, who has a new album out called Sarah and the Sea.
Sarah goes down to the seaside, picks a pebble to throw in the brine. She looks to the red sky and wonders if her heart can be true as the tide, true as the tide. The sea gives up what is in each soul, and the mountains and sky did the same. And whatever we lose as the shoreline moves can never be found again. Love was lost on a starry night, a love that was strong as the oak, a love that departed too early, a love that cannot now be known, cannot now be known. And the sea gives up what is in each soul, and the mountains and sky do the same. And whatever we lose as the shoreline moves can never be found again. Red sunset at the close of day, it's as red as the reddest rose. But a new day comes with the morning sun, new paths she's never known, paths she's never known. For the sea gives up what is in each soul, and the mountains and sky do the same. And whatever we lose as the shoreline moves can never be found again. The sea gives up what is in each soul, and the mountains and sky do the same. And whatever we lose as the shoreline moves can never be found again. Never be found again. Never be found. Thank you.
There is a land so far away, no more sad goodbyes. I close my eyes and I am there, alone with you within this paradise. Sometimes when the wind is right, far from paradise, I lay awake on moonlit nights and dream of cloudless skies. And on a good day I hear your voice and I know you're somewhere near. Oh, on a good day I hear your voice, your signal's loud and clear, your voice inside my memory is the sweetest sound on earth to me. I close my eyes and turn on my internal radio. I tune into a voice so true, the sweetest sound I know. And now on a good day I hear your voice and I know you're somewhere near. Oh, on a good day I hear your voice, your signal's loud and clear, your voice inside my memory is the sweetest sound on earth to me. You are where they walk on air, and I can hear you everywhere. In dreams I'm walking up these hills, and you are standing there in this hallowed place. We are face to face, and on a good day I hear your voice and I know you're somewhere near. I hear your voice, your signal's loud and clear, your voice inside my memory is the sweetest sound on earth, the sweetest sound on earth, the sweetest sound on earth. To me, oh,
he said my name is Nakashima. I am a proud American. I came here in 27 from my homeland of Japan. And I picked your grapes and oranges saved some money, bought a store until 1942. Pearl Harbor and the war, came the relocation orders. They took our house, the store, the car, and they drove us through the desert to a place called Manzanar, a Spanish word for apple orchards. Though we saw no apple trees, just the rows of prison barracks with barbed wire boundaries. And we dream of apple blossoms waving free beneath the stars, till we'd wake up in the desert, the prisoners of Manzanar, Manzanar. The stars, till we'd wake up in the desert, still prisoners of Manzanar, Manzanar. 50 years have all but vanished. Now I am an old man, and I don't regret the day that I came here from Japan. But on moonless winter nights, I often wish upon a star that I'd forget the same sorrow that I felt at Manzanar, where we dream of apple blossoms waving free beneath the stars, till we'd wake up in the desert, the prisoners of Manzanar. Manzanar,
we started that set with Sarah and the Sea, the title track from the new album from Tim Harrison on Second Avenue Records. Tim Harrison is fairly new to this program. This is the second album we've received from him. However, he's been recording for a long time, long enough to have had Stan Rogers produce his first album, so he goes back quite a ways. That was followed by Gina Forsythe with The Sweetest Sound from her new release called You Are Here. Now, on most album liner notes, you see all the thank yous and all the kudos to people who have helped with the effort. On Gina's album, she includes a curse to MasterCard and Visa. So, like many of us, I think she may have extended her credit at some time beyond the comfort zone. And the third song there was Manzanar, written by Tom Russell and performed by Tom Paxton and Ann Hills, a new collaboration with those two. The album is called Under American Skies. You've logged in to folkimage.com, and this is a release from Bill Jones. The album is called Panchpuran, which in the Hindi translates as, I think, many spices, something like that. I should also mention that Bill is short for Belinda.
I'll sing you a song about two true lovers from Southampton town they came. The young man's name was William Taylor, the young lass's name was Sarah Jane.
For the diddle-um, day I will ride, or for the diddle-um,
Going to church for to get married, Sarah was dressed in rich array. William knew that he loved another, so he fled and went to sea.
For the diddle-um, day I will ride, or for the diddle-um,
Sarah dressed in sailor's clothing she put on. She's gone to find her own true lover, for to find him she has gone.
For the diddle-um, day I will ride, or for the diddle-um,
On the ship there was a battle, she was one among the rest. Her jacket quickly fell to pieces, sailor spied a lady dressed.
For the diddle-um, day I will ride, or for the diddle-um,
The captain asked what brought her here, and to him well she did say, I've come to find my own cruel William, he left on our wedding day.
For the diddle-um, day I will ride, or for the diddle-um,
If your lover's William Taylor, it happens that I know him well. He's living with a rich young lassie in the Isle of Man they dwell.
For the diddle-um, day I will ride, or for the diddle-um,
Rise up early in the morning and walk down by the silver strand. There you'll find your uncle William walking and holding his lover's hand.
For the diddle-um, day I will ride, or for the diddle-um,
Sarah rose in the morning early, raised the pistol she did command. She fired and she shot her William Taylor with his bride at his right hand.
For the diddle-um, day I will ride, or for the diddle-um, Then the captain was well pleased, he was well pleased by what she'd done. Soon she became a bold commander of the captain and his men. For the diddle-um, day I will ride, or for the diddle-um, For the diddle-um, day I will ride, or for the diddle-um,
Thank you. to the Saskatoon station. Don't wander far, they said, we're running late. We stole out the door like two kids in a playground, lost in a blizzard, a snow-covered stage. I wouldn't care if this train left me stranded with you in the heat of this cold winter night. Leave me in billowy smoke at the station, lost with you,
lost with you.
The Saskatoon sky. Moon's dripping honey on a cloud round your breath. Trees decked in diamonds, an icy white dress. We fell down like angels. Deep in a drift, I studied the snowflakes soft on your lips. I wouldn't care if this train left me stranded with you in the heat of this cold winter night. Leave me in billowy smoke at the station, lost with you,
lost with you.
Neath the Saskatoon sky, I am spinning upside down like one of those crystalline balls. And all I'm hearing is the sound of you breathing. On a hurricane track, oh, freeze me with you like the last sand of time. We'll skate into blue neath the Saskatoon sky. I wouldn't care if this train left me stranded with you in the heat of this cold winter. At the station, lost with you,
lost with you.
Neath the Saskatoon sky, lost with you, lost with you. Neath the Saskatoon sky.
Gurtalum, magurtalum, stalum ish nam biamarte, chin luchalajit ural, hashin urem tochlan ranil. Hira hijanule ish, nater turish edvate, yevu ech. Riaunat jas, jebus pilna gaunat lanče. O, kartalum, me kartalum, stalum ješt nam jaunarte. Čirnum luch valadžit hural, hašin jurem tohlam ranil. Jebu tynjan Pajal fjalli, zhiu fjav hafu vahor, itër polëkhar zjahkar, khalaj vjen nida qësaljet. O kërtalëm, me kërtalëm, stalëm më jeshtë në mjau nartë, qinën lëkhvala шинюрем тохлан ранин Тулах пестлаун сен стафа Палес насал калсавач Скухай дьевал нах росоне Сешьер волга мухгачих О, карталам Kaschal rana glatschken mulach, strichjoch lütsche guhe warschal. Tukaltane viachken kuri, chaschin julem tochon rane. O kertalem me kertalem, stalem me jesht nam bial nachte, chinem luchval. Чудал хашинюрем тохлам ране, калану ещает поех, мардиене дарчарсы, скет нахты кюртуе яна, ведят кая лгуте галик, о карталем.
We just heard from Mary McInnes from an album called Orose, which appears on the Green Tracks label. That was preceded by Annie Wenz, singer, songwriter, world traveler, bungee jumper, and a whole host of other activities that one rarely gets to do in the same life. Her song Saskatoon Sky from Annie Wenz's new album Poets Dance. And that set started with William Taylor from Bill Jones, as in Belinda Jones. And I stand corrected, the Hindi translation is Five Spices. The album is called Panch Purin. That translates as Five Spices on the Compass label. We're about out of time for this installment of Folk Image, the program of August 16th, 2001. We are now listening to Gerald J. Marco, Selections from Zen Meditations. This appears on the New Age Voice July 2001 sampler. Until next time, remember to support the arts and support acoustic music. Thank you.
Thank you.